Following the murder of a hiker last month, the Appalachian Trail Conservancy has redesigned safety features on its website. Here's the latest. The Conservancy website now features call buttons for 911 and the Park Service. Additionally, an incident report form can now be sent as an email instead of having to be mailed in as a PDF. Franklin Hostel owner Colin Gooder says these new safety measures are a welcome change.
It looks like they've made a really solid effort to provide people with several different methods of reporting incidents or suspicious behavior.
An attack on the trail last month in Virginia resulted in the death of 43-year-old Ronald Sanchez. He was stabbed and a fellow hiker has been charged with his death. Gooder got to know Sanchez, who went by the trail name Stronghold, when he came to stay at his hostel, Gooder Grove. Sanchez was an Army veteran who stayed there for almost a month waiting for a knee injury to heal.
Great guy. Great to hang out with. Fantastic person to talk with. And we got to know each other well. And then he got back on the trail, healthier than when he came in and feeling really strong.
Gooder says that he hopes that this attack won't make hikers overly cautious on the trail.
I think that would also be the wrong lesson to learn from the incident. I think that the Appalachian Trail has been a safer place than most for decades.
He doesn't think that's what his friend Stronghold would have wanted.
I think that would be the opposite of what he would want us to learn from this. If people came out and were more wary of opening up to others.
The Appalachian Trail Conservancy website discourages hikers from bringing firearms on the trail. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.